Ask an interest in your prayers tonight as we look into the Word of God.
I'd like to write a question on the board that some of you have probably already heard tonight. I trust that you have.
How are you doing? How are you doing tonight? Have you noticed that when we come together and you meet someone or see someone you haven't seen for a while, it is kind of polite to ask, how are you doing? Mentioned the other day, I believe it was up in Clackamas maybe even, when sometimes if you ask someone how they're doing and they, or I've observed it, and someone goes into this lengthy detail about how they're doing, and you can almost see people's eyes start glazing over. It was a little more detail than what they wanted. So what tends to happen is that when we come together, a lot of times people say, how are you doing? I'm fine, thank you, and move on to other things. But I have found there are people that I was really interested in knowing how they were doing. And when they would say, oh, I'm fine, I'd say, no, I want to really know how you're doing. I'll tell you, Brother Curtis, when he was going through, after he was coming out recovering with some of his heart problems, he'd say, I'm doing fine. It's like, no, Brother Curtis, I want to really know how you're feeling. You know, how is it going at work? How is your strength? And begin to ask questions to learn about how he was really doing. This is the beginning of the meeting, and I just wonder tonight, in the Spirit of the Lord, how are you doing spiritually? Now, you may say, Brother Michael, it's none of your business how I'm doing. Because ultimately, you're not answerable to me, and you're not answerable to anybody but God Himself. But folks, the Lord is very interested in our spiritual well-being tonight. He's interested in how your year has been. Now, we were all here a year ago, a lot of us were. How's your year been? How are you doing spiritually? Last year, there were some that made some strides spiritually. There were some consecrations made. There were praise prayers that were prayed. There were challenges that were given that we went away saying, Lord, I want to do better this year by the grace of God. And by your help, I want to draw closer to you. And I believe it's right and it's fair and it's the message the Lord put on my heart. But how are you doing tonight? You don't have to answer me. But do you know ultimately you know how you are doing? Because I can speak for myself. There have been times someone says, how are you doing? And I knew they were just being polite. You know what I'm talking about? I said, I'm blessed. And I'm thankful we can be blessed in the Lord tonight. And we can cover things with a smile, and all the time we're really hurting. Time's been very sick, and put a smile on it, and everybody would say, oh, we've been praying for Brother Michael, but he looks like he's doing good, and I'm covering up. I know you all have done that as well, haven't you? Because everybody's not interested in every pain and problem that we have, but the Lord is interested in every pain tonight. The Lord is interested in the things that touch our life. And when the Spirit of the Lord comes along and He says, how are you doing? He's not wanting a superficial answer. And so that means it's a time of self-examination. It's a time of looking inwardly and examining our life. And a true answer is going to take a little bit of time sometimes. It's not about what everybody else says. You know, I've known people and everybody would say, oh, they are really encouraging the Lord and they are doing good. And I knew they weren't. In other times, there have been people say, oh, they don't really seem to be doing good. And they were encouraged. And the Lord was really working in their life. And maybe they weren't fixing to graduate spiritually, but who of us it has?
You see, we are at different places in our walk with God. But maybe for a first grader, they were doing really good. And sometimes we look at them and think, well, they ought to be in 10th grade now. No, maybe they're still in first grade, but as a first grader, God's blessing them. So when they examine their life, they're doing well. But sometimes we're not. And sometimes it's like with school, if we went around and asked all the children, young people, how are you doing in school? How's it going? You know, it'd be easy to say, oh, it's good. Because that's the answer we like to give. But you don't really hear people say very often, I'm really struggling. But do you know there have been people responded that way spiritually before? If we want to do well spiritually tonight, we're going to have to acknowledge when we're struggling. And I don't know anybody that has served the Lord that has not had times that they have struggled spiritually. And I don't know anybody that has not had times that they didn't get kind of sick spiritually. You know that saved people can be sick? You know that's not a reproach? Jesus came to minister to those that are sick. Jesus came to minister to us when I have a need. And maybe I don't have it all together, but at least can we acknowledge I'm sick? Or I've been struggling? Or how about our fervency tonight? Now, there are some questions that were asked in the book of Revelation. Some statements made. If you will turn with me, Revelation chapter 2. We'll begin reading with verse 1. And I will say, as we look into the scripture, there have been a lot of ideas presented about these first three chapters in Revelation. But suffice it to say tonight that you can find these conditions prevalent amongst people professing godliness in every age of time. You can read it in the early morning church. You can read about the problems that there were. And you can trace church history and find varying conditions, which tells me this, that in a congregation of this size, most likely there are some differences in the condition that we are in spiritually. And when the Spirit of the Lord comes along and He puts out His hand, or He puts His arm around you to draw you close, say, I'm glad to see you tonight. He says, how are you doing? I remember as a child one time, and a minister was here, and he put me on the spot in the back there. He said, how are you doing spiritually? Something of that sense. And I was saved, but you know, the reality was I was struggling. And we kind of don't know how to answer that sometimes. Because I don't necessarily want everybody to know every time I'm struggling. Or every time, say, the temptation's really getting me down. But do you know the Lord is interested? And when He says, how are you doing? You need to be careful here. He's not saying that to push us down. He's saying that because if we acknowledge our needs tonight, we are opening the door for Him to begin to raise us up. If we will acknowledge, Lord, I'm struggling, that is the step that we can begin to find the grace to lift this up, because we're humbling ourselves to say, Lord, I need some help. Or, Lord, I'm feeling really worn out. Do you know if we ask how many people physically were tired tonight, I imagine it'd be easier to raise our hands. Sure. Is anybody tired here tonight? It's all right, there's a few. But if we said how many are spiritually tired, we say, oh, I don't. But you know, sometimes we get spiritually tired. Sometimes we're serving the Lord, we're doing what's right, but we just get worn out. And Lord, I'm tired. And I'm tired. Not that we want to walk away from God. But do you realize when the Lord says, how are you doing? You say, Lord, I'm really tired. Spiritually, I'm just worn out. I'm exhausted from the battles of life. I'm tired of fighting the devil. I've been through some battles and I've been hurting and maybe I've been hurt. And Lord, I'm just tired. Do you know, I have found in my own life and in working with others, when we come to the place that we say, Lord, I'm tired, it's a place the Lord can begin to give us rest. But we have a responsibility to acknowledge, Lord, I'm tired tonight. If you're tired tonight, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And He said He'd give us something. Yeah. He said, I'll give you rest. Do you know in the Greek that word rest means quiet? That's what rest is, quietness of spirit. And we can come, and I want you to be here. And we can sing, and we can testify, and we can raise our hand, and we can go away from meeting saying, everybody's really encouraged. And all the time in our spirit, we're tired and exhausted and worn out. Folks, we need not be ashamed of our neediness tonight. Jesus came to be a spiritual doctor to us in our need. And He came when sometimes our minds and our hearts get overcharged with life. It gets overcharged with even spiritual things, questions. I just don't understand, and the devil is bombarding us with things I don't understand till we begin not to be obedient in the things we do understand. And the Lord comes along and says, how are you doing? I want you to know I love you, but how are you doing? Lord, I've got lots of questions. And the Lord says, you can bring them to me. I don't have all the answers tonight, but I know a Savior. I have found in the Lord a place of quietness when I've been struggling so much in my mind and my heart. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1, unto the angel of the church at Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. He walketh in the midst of the seven candlesticks. Now, saints, this is talking about the church. Now, if we're going to call this the church, sometimes we might look around and say, we've got problems. You want to know church problems, read in Revelation. He was not walking out in the world. He was walking among people that had a profession of following Christ that He was still leading and anointing by His Holy Spirit. Because He gave me, said, if you don't repent quickly, I'm going to remove the candlestick. He hadn't done it yet. And so He came and He said, I know thy works. All right, how are you doing tonight? I know your works. And I know your labor. And I know your patience. And I know how you can't bear them that are evil. I know there's that indignation against sin. And you separated yourself from the world, as you should. But He went on to say, you've labored for my name's sake and you haven't fainted. But nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. How's your love for God tonight? I hope it's some questions are all right this evening, but how is your love for the Lord? Remember, Renee and I, at first, soon after we'd gotten married, we were in the mall, and another couple that had been married probably 10 years came walking down the mall, and they saw us. And we could tell when we first saw them that all is not well. Have you ever seen a married couple and you could just tell there's some tensions? We could tell there were some tensions. They walked up, and I remember the brother looked at us, and he said, well, can see you all are happy. I cringe for his wife. But he was communicating, we're not really happy. How's your love for God tonight? Do you know that when you lose or let go of your fervency for God, serving the Lord becomes drudgery, and it just becomes about duty? And what happens through time, it becomes then about rules and regulations that I have to do this and I can't do that. And then we start feeling in bondage. I'm not in bondage to my wife tonight. But you know, there are some things I don't do because I love her. And there are some sacrifices I make because I love her. But if I lost my love, and I lost the fervency and the zeal, do you know those things could very quickly become bondage? Oh, I have to do this to make her happy. And I can't do that or else she won't like it. That's not a real good marriage. Those of you that are married know what I'm talking about. Spiritually, love is what makes it worth serving the Lord.
It's about a connection with us and God. So there are times, if we're honest and we're willing to be critical of ourselves, not of anybody else, but we're willing to look at an honest approach, there are times that we say, Lord, I feel like I'm starting to lose some of my fervency for you. And we come back and we renew our commitment and say, Lord, I just want to reaffirm that I still love you. And would you rekindle that fervency and desire in my life? How's your love tonight for God? If things are becoming difficult in your service to the Lord, sometimes it's some of the most simple things that can make a difference. Lord, I just want to openly say tonight, I still love you. And I want to reaffirm that. And Lord, I want you in my life. I don't want to walk away from you, Lord. So we say, what's motivating us? How is your motivation tonight? You know, when Peter was following afar off from Christ, if someone would have come up and said, hey, Peter, how are you doing? What would have he said, you think? What about us tonight? If we're starting to follow afar off, we start feeling some distance. And the Spirit of the Lord says, are you doing okay? How are you doing? I'm interested in you. There's been some distance. Because you know when you love someone, there are some telltale signs. You communicate, don't you? You know, part of love and part of relationship is about communication. So wouldn't it be right for us as we examine our life tonight to say, how has my prayer life been? Now, too many times when prayer life comes up, people start feeling guilty. Have you noticed that? Yes. And the preacher can start pounding the pulpit and make you feel guilty. There is no need to feel guilty tonight. Because if my wife calls me when I'm gone because she feels guilty, frankly, doesn't mean a whole lot. I think she's calling out of obligation. But when I know she's interested, I'm interested in how things are going. How's the trip going? What's going on? Then it warms my heart. Our worship to the Lord tonight is not to be about being forced that you better get up at 4:30 in the morning and pray for an hour or else. No, it's Lord, have I been taking time with you? And I tell the young people frequently, if the devil comes along and beats you over the head in the afternoon and says, you didn't have worship today, and tries to make you feel bad, say thank you and go have it. There's no need to feel guilty. If you got too busy, and Lord help us now, if you got too busy and it comes to your mind, you didn't take time this morning, you got caught up in something, just say thank the Lord and go spend a little time in prayer. If you don't have an hour, do you have a few minutes? If you don't have a time to read and say, well, I'm reading the Bible, I have to read 5 chapters every morning. Sometimes you can get more out of it to read 5 verses. But the point is, how is your communion with the Lord tonight? If it hasn't been strong, that's an indication of how you're doing. But the Lord wants to revitalize that tonight. He doesn't want to guilt us into it. He says, I'd like to hear from you. And there are some things I wanted to talk to you about too. Would you take some time to listen? How's your love tonight? He spoke a little bit more in the 3rd chapter, in the 16th verse, to the Laodiceans. And he said, I know thy works. Verse 15, I know thy works, and thou art neither cold nor hot, and I would that thou wert cold or hot. So because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. In other words, you're not fervent for God. It's kind of when someone comes along and says, do you know so-and-so, are they saved? You had someone ask you that question about someone before, are they saved? And frankly, you didn't know what to say. They profess to be saved, and you don't want to tell someone they're not, because that's God's business. We're not God. But at the same time, the fruit that's coming out of their life, if they are saved, they're not doing real well. When it's service time, I don't see them at service. I never hear them testify, and I see that they're getting a little bit worldly, and it seems like they're not real fervent, and I'm not going to stand in the judgment seat, but it sure seems like something's not right.
But what about our life? Are we sending out a clear signal that people can see the fruit and it's not, well, they're cold or they're lukewarm? But this is what he went on to say. The Spirit of the Lord said, "Thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing." In other words, they had a good testimony. Saints, it is not enough to do some things right and be disobedient in other areas of our life. He said, nevertheless, there are some things here that aren't right. You say you're rich, increased with goods. There are people, you could say, how are you spiritually? They say, I am doing really good. But down deep, they know they're really not doing well spiritually. So tonight, how are we doing? How's our love? How's our fervency? If it's been waning, the Lord's not here to condemn, but He wants to rekindle. He wants to renew. He wants to revitalize. He wants to repair if there's been something broken. The Lord wants to repair it tonight. You don't have to go through the meeting. Just wait, oh, what's the message going to be on tonight? I wonder if it's going to expose where I am. The ministers aren't trying to step on anybody's toes. The Spirit of the Lord is wanting to get us ready for heaven. But He's also wanting us to be in a place that we can enjoy serving the Lord. That it's not about bondage. It's not, you know, people can talk about the outward man. Well, you have to be modest. No, it is a privilege because I chose to follow the Lord that my heart's not where the world is. If you're doing things because I have to do it to measure up to the standard of the church and your heart's not in it, you're miserable and you know it. Can't wait till you can do what you want, get away from God's people or mom and dad or whoever else is around, because then I can be free. We are free tonight. We are free in the Lord. It's not about bondage. So how are you doing if you're feeling restricted? Yes, there are sacrifices. Yes, there is a cross to bear. Yes, there is a difference between us and the world. But it is motivated because I love the Lord and I found something better. I found something better than what the world has to offer. And if we begin to lose our vision, when the Spirit of the Lord comes and says, how are you doing? It's all right tonight to say, Lord, I feel like I'm losing my vision. I don't see things like I used to see them. And it seems like I just don't, things don't move me anymore. Have you ever lost your care? I don't really care anymore. Doesn't matter anymore. Do you know when we can begin to acknowledge that to the Lord, He's going to be there to begin to minister hope and revitalize what we've lost. So how's your vision tonight? We need to measure our well-being in light of the Word of God. Scripture talks about over in the book of James about looking into the mirror of God's Word. Now, I'm assuming that probably everyone has probably looked in the mirror at some time today. I'm assuming you all look like you've looked in the mirror. It's not about what we think necessarily of ourselves. It's how we are measuring to the Word of God really determines how we are doing tonight. Because there are people that are living in clear disobedience that seem to be on fire for God. But they're on fire with their own zeal and their own enthusiasm. So we want to look into the Word of God and see, where are we? How's your consecration tonight? Do you know those things? There are answers to that for all of us. Are you staying consecrated to the Lord? When the Lord comes along and He speaks to you, are you quick to obey? How's your obedience? And the thought may come, it's really none of your business, but folks, we're doing this for eternal business tonight. Your consecration. We are living in a time, folks, there's such a lack of consecration. There's a lack of dedication to God and His cause. The Lord wants a dedicated people tonight.
And if we are not dedicated here, who's going to be dedicated? Who's going to do the work of God if we lose our fervency? Who's going to let their light shine if we don't let our light shine? So how's our consecration? And I know there are some ebbs and flows, folks. We're on a spiritual journey. And sometimes we can be consecrated and dedicated, ready. And then there can be times in life, all of a sudden we come up to something and realize, I haven't been as consecrated. What's the answer? Lord, I want to represent myself to you. I still love you, Lord, and I want to rededicate my life. Do you know those are words that are used so often out in secular religion? Rededicate. Almost as an excuse for something. But let's not let sectism rob us of the experience God wants us to have. There are times that we need renewal and rededication of ourselves to God. If you're not sure where you are at, someone says, how are you doing? And you say, I really don't even know. Do you know that you can go away tonight knowing where you are spiritually? Because I'm willing to come and say, Lord, I don't even hardly know how I'm doing, but I rededicate myself, and you can go out knowing where you are. I love the Lord, and I'm going to serve Him and follow the Lord. That's my heart, and that's my purpose. When someone is not doing well, one of the first things when a child says they're not well, you notice how often you put your hand up to check their temperature? You check the vital signs. How's your spiritual temperature tonight? Cold? Lukewarm? You have a fever? Something else that we check is people's appetite. You want to know how someone's doing? Check their appetite. When you see someone just not hungry, meal after meal, day after day, you see someone losing weight, and it's just because they don't have an appetite. Do you know a lot of times that's a signal? It's an outward manifestation of something wrong in the inside. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you're losing your appetite tonight, it's a time just say, Lord, I'm not feeling real hungry anymore. And I don't want to lose my walk with you, Lord. I don't want to go away. I don't want to stay in this place. Do you know the Lord will meet with us and give us an appetite for spiritual things? But we've got to acknowledge that desire, and the Lord will be faithful to us. And he goes on in the second chapter of Revelation in the 19th verse. He told another congregation, he said, I know your works, and I know your charity, and I know your service, and I know your faith. And he commended them. In other words, you've got a lot of things that you're doing really well. You're doing well. But he said, notwithstanding, I have a few things. Some entanglements. Some things in our life that are hindering us from being what God wants us to be. You know, sometimes you can be hurt. You can do something and not even realize you're hurt until you look down. You ever done something, you look down, you saw blood? It's like, oh, I'm bleeding. I didn't feel it. Sometimes children start crying. You've been there? Sometimes you look down and say, oh, I must have scraped myself. Or I did something. And then you have to clean it up, right? Going to clean it up. A while back, and I'm still having some internal issues, but do you know, I don't know what's wrong, but I had some internal bleeding. A lot of pain, and I still don't know what it is. But do you know, I knew something was wrong because there were some external manifestations. Something's wrong. Do you know, spiritually, sometimes we can't always just put our finger on the diagnosis. Spiritually, just like physically, I hear stories of people going from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor, just not finding someone to be able to say, this is the problem. But do you know tonight, spiritually, we most
most of us usually have a sense of how we're doing spiritually. And when we examine our life, there are times that it's like, Lord, I don't even really know what's wrong, but I just know I'm not doing real well. And we can come to the Lord and say, Lord, would you visit with me? And maybe you've been hurt. Maybe it's something internal. You know, the smile covers up a lot. But there's something in your heart that's hurting tonight. You know, medically speaking, they have their internal scopes and their imaging systems. And they try to get down below the surface. What's going on? Tonight, the Holy Spirit wants to do that for us. How are you doing? If you're hurting tonight, maybe there's an internal injury that has been bleeding for years and it's keeping you from being fruitful spiritually. You know the Lord cares about that hurt tonight. He cares about that hurt and He came to minister the disappointments, to disillusionments, to bitterness. You may say, well, saints shouldn't be bitter. You know, we shouldn't be. But you know, it's the Spirit of the Lord that reveals bitterness for what it is. Because I was hurt and I didn't find that place of release in the Lord like I needed. And then all of a sudden we begin to realize, you know what, I'm feeling bitter about that thing. And a bitterness in one part of our life can hinder us in many other areas of our life spiritually. The answer isn't to be beaten up, but it's to come and say, Lord, I can't get over this. You know, there are a lot of sicknesses that we cannot get over tonight by ourselves. You know, if you get the flu, you can't, mind over matter doesn't fix it. When you get a sickness, someone says, oh, just take up your bed and walk. Just go and just feel better. It doesn't work that way. If you're sick, you're sick. And the Lord understands that better than any of us here tonight. He doesn't expect us to heal ourselves. But when the Spirit says, how are you doing? Just a little checkup. The Lord's arms are open to us tonight. He said, I'd like to meet with you and encourage you and strengthen you and minister to your hurts, and minister to your weariness, and minister to those things that are not well. In closing, Jesus said in John 10:10, He said, I am come that they might have life. What kind of life did Jesus come that we might have? He said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Tonight, are you experiencing an abundant life? Or, I'm saved, I'm wanting to do what's right. That's good. But how are you really doing? How's your consecration? How's your love? How's your communion with the Lord tonight? Are you covering something out? Are you just burned out? Spiritual burnout? It happens. I've been there, and I needed a touch from the Lord. And the Lord came along in His love, and He gave strength and energy. And it wasn't something we do for ourselves. We're talking about a divine work of God that He wants to do in our life. But we have a job. We have a responsibility tonight when the Spirit says and asks, how are you doing? God gives grace to the humble. I just wonder tonight if anybody's hurting, if you need, if you ask yourself this question and you know that you really need the Lord to do something for you, He just wants us to acknowledge it, and the Spirit of God will meet you with healing and minister to the places of need in our life. God bless you.